Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 20, Preparation for ICU Rounds on a Critical Care Pharmacy Rotation. If you find this podcast helpful, please tell a friend or colleague about it or send them the link to the show notes for this episode at pharmacyjoe.com/episode20. Most of my pharmacy students are surprised that I look at medications last in my pre-rounding review of ICU patients. I am constantly tweaking and improving my method for pre-rounding on ICU patients. Here is my current routine for evaluating new ICU patients in preparation for patient care rounds. Whenever possible, I like to be in front of the patient's room so that I can see the patient when I evaluate them before rounds. By observing the patient, I can see how sick they look, whether they are intubated or have SCDs on. If the NG tube is being used for tube feeding, I know it can be used for meds too. Inadequate sedation or other problems can easily be identified by a brief observation of the patient. Also, being this close to the bedside, I am available for nurses to ask me questions and to be side by side with the provider as they determine solutions to the patient's problems. In this episode, I'll discuss how I build my pharmacy problem list, use a paper report to supplement the electronic system, list my current 5-step pre-rounding process, and explain how I prioritize which patient to see first. First, the pharmacy problem list. At each step of my evaluation of the patient, I am filling out my note template in the pharmacy computer system with my pharmacy problem list. This note template is not meant as a permanent part of the record and is not viewable to non-pharmacy staff. Rather, it is meant for me or my resident and student to track the patient's problems and our recommendations. You can see a listing of my note template at the show notes, pharmacyjoe.com/episode20. I'll try and describe it for you here. At the top, I have a section for my recommendations. I leave those at the top so that it's immediately available for me when I am on ICU rounds to remember my recommendations. Then I have a section for the prophylaxis items that I am typically looking for, ventilator-associated pneumonia, VTE, stress ulcer prophylaxis. Then I have the reason for admission to the ICU for the patient's past medical history, any therapeutic infusions or drips that they're on, and then I have the 7 systems listed out that my team does ICU rounds in order of. So that is the respiratory, infectious, cardiac, hematologic, metabolic, alimentary, and neurologic systems. And that spells Richman, so that's a convenient mnemonic that is used. I know some people like to do head to toe. It just so happens that the folks at my hospital do the Richman mnemonic for systems review of the patient. So the purpose of this note template is to help track and solve problems. It's to remember my recommendations for rounds. It's to provide basic information to refresh my memory about a patient when I'm asked a question in the middle of the day, and it's to provide a starting point to begin my review of the patient the next day. Now, I have limited time to finish pre-rounding, and the purpose of the note is to facilitate problem solving, so I do not copy-paste lab values or medication orders into my note. Rather, I am reviewing those in the appropriate computer system at the time that I am pre-rounding on the patient. Now, I use a paper report to facilitate my pre-rounding review of patients. The report also serves as a bare minimum for me to review if other priorities cut into the time I have to pre-round on patients. The report includes basic demographic information for the patient, creatinine clearance estimate, allergies, creatinine, potassium, magnesium, white blood cell count, hemoglobin, and platelet counts, and any current orders for antibiotics, stress ulcer prevention, steroids, anticoagulants, or chlorhexidine. The paper report also serves like a second computer screen and allows me to see more information at once. Now, my five-step pre-rounding process is: number one, read the history and physical, consult, and progress notes to determine who is the patient and why are they here. Number two, review home medications. Number three, review labs, cultures, and imaging reports. Number four, review the bedside flow sheet. Number five, review current medications. So first, reading the history and physical, consult, and progress notes to determine who is the patient and why are they here. There are three reasons why a patient might be in an ICU. I want to make sure I identify the reason as early as possible in my review that the patient is here. I talk in more detail about these reasons at pharmacyjoe.com/episode11. But in brief, the three reasons are: number one, a vital system has failed and we need to support it, such as respiratory failure or the patient is being titrated up on vasopressors. Number two, something has happened that makes it likely a vital system will fail and we need to recognize and support it when that happens. Examples for this are the patient received TPA for stroke within the past 24 hours and needs monitoring, or an overdose of unknown substances, or perhaps the patient had a high-risk surgical procedure. And number three, baloney. Reading the history and physical, consult, and progress notes, I pay particular attention to the history of present illness and the assessment plan sections of the note. My focus during pre-rounding is to identify problems so that I can evaluate the best solutions for those problems. Next, I review the home medications. When I review the patient's home medication list, I look for medications that, if held, could cause a withdrawal syndrome. Then I write on venlafaxine at home under the neurologic section of my problem list. Combining writing home meds as a problem with doing my pre-rounds in view of the patient makes things more efficient. When I observe the patient and see they can take oral meds, I already have a list of the most important meds to get ordered for the patient. If I am seeing the patient before the physician has that day, this is a perfect opportunity to place a sticky note in their workflow suggesting for them to resume the patient's venlafaxine. Listen to episode 19 for more on how I use sticky notes before ICU rounds. Next, I review labs, cultures, and imaging. Again, the focus here is on identifying patient problems. I frequently find information to support crossing off a problem from the list. Maybe the radiologist doesn't see an infiltrate on the chest X-ray, or the C. diff test came back negative, or the urine Legionella screen is negative. Next, I review the bedside flow sheet. Despite being mostly electronic, the critical care flow sheet is still on paper at my hospital. It is a 6-page document that is an absolute treasure trove of patient data. One of the best things to look for at the flow sheet is to determine how sick is this patient. I look for oxygen requirements, ventilator settings, vital signs, pressor sedative requirements, the depth of sedation, and urine output on the flow sheet, and I put all of that together to determine how the patient's doing. And then I've saved the best for last, which is review current medications. As I review the current medications, I'm looking at the choice of medication regimen, the dose, considering the patient's renal function, interactions, the patient's clinical condition, etc., and I'm completing my pharmacy problem list and recommendations for rounds. Looking at the medications last, helps me develop a more complete pharmacy problem list. Problems that might not be recognized by looking at the meds first often jump out at me if I have already reviewed the rest of the patient's record. Here are some examples. Propofol alone as sedation might be okay for some patients, but if I know they are status post exploratory laparotomy with lysis of adhesions, the absence of fentanyl becomes obvious. Determining the cause of a patient's agitation can be very time-consuming, but if I know they were on paroxetine at home and haven't had it for 2 days, it is easier to narrow down the possible causes. Or seeing oral vancomycin as an order doesn't necessarily mean anything's wrong, but knowing that the C. diff test was negative and the CT did not find colitis makes it immediately clear the vancomycin can be discontinued safely. So you may be wondering, how long does this take? And how do I choose who to see first? In most cases, I can complete my review of a new patient in 20 to 30 minutes and an existing patient in 10 to 15 minutes. When I have a pharmacy resident or student, we're able to spread some of the pre-rounding tasks between us. I also prioritize who I'm going to see first based on how sick they appear. I take a quick walk around the unit in the morning, looking for clues for sick patients that should get my attention first. Here are three examples of a clue. First, the code cart has been placed in front of their room, preparing for the inevitable. Second, there's a CRT machine in a room where there wasn't one yesterday. And number three, there is more than one nurse in the patient's room. Additionally, I prioritize who I see first based on the unit's bed board. This electronic patient tracking board identifies those patients who are planned to transfer to a lower level of care and therefore are not as sick. I see the patients who are anticipated to stay in the unit before moving on to those who are identified for transfer out. Now that I have a complete pharmacy problem list and my recommendations are planned, it's time to attend ICU rounds. In the next episode, I'll share how I participate in ICU rounds, including how I present my recommendations. How do you prepare for ICU rounds? I'd love to hear. Send me an email to joe@pharmacyjoe.com. Remember, you can share the show notes for this episode by going to pharmacyjoe.com/episode20. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.